Welcome to episode 58 of the Smart English Coach podcast, the podcast that gets you to advanced English level fast. This episode is part three, the final part of our series on fluency phrases. And in this episode, I want to look at fixed phrases, which are really useful in conversations. I'll put the link to the other two parts of this series in the show notes, and that's where I talked about collocations and signalling phrases. So this episode is all about fixed phrases, and you might be asking, well, what is a fixed phrase? There are different types of fixed phrases. I'll give you some examples a bit later. But fixed phrases are phrases which you don't need to change at all. They are fixed with nothing else needed. So here are some examples for you. Fixed phrases can be automatic replies. A typical example is when someone says thank you and you say you're welcome or it's a pleasure. So both you're welcome and it's a pleasure are automatic replies. You don't have to think about them. Or another example, when someone says, how are you? And you reply, fine, thanks. Or when someone says something surprising and you say, no way. All of these are automatic fixed phrases. Another type of fixed phrase can be an entire phrase. You often get these in particular situations. And again, you don't need to add any other information. For example, how are you? Or how's it going? These are complete phrases which we use in a specific situation. And in this case, they are a greeting. Another example, when you say excuse me, when you want to get past someone. And then other types of fixed phrases are idioms and phrasal verbs. So expressions like to learn the ropes when you learn how to do your job. Or for a phrasal verb, to work something out, to find a solution. I should say here that phrasal verbs are slightly different in that they often do need extra information. So some phrasal verbs you need to add an object. And this is true of the example to work out a solution. Although there is another phrasal verb, to work out, where you don't need an object, and this is basically what you do in the gym. And finally, there's a whole range of other fixed phrases. There are lots of time expressions, such as up to now, or just now, or in the meantime. You also get what I call two-word phrases and three-word phrases. For example, flip-flops, the type of sandal you wear on the beach, or so-so, when something is okay but not brilliant, or easy-peasy, when something is very easy. Those are examples of two-word phrases. For three-word phrases, you have two words separated by and or the word or. Tried and tested. Sooner or later. Pros and cons, all or nothing, and so on. So, how do you learn fixed phrases? The first thing to say is a lot of these are so common that you'll have learnt them almost at the beginning of when you learnt English. If you have had English speaking classes before, and I'm guessing that you have, you'll probably have learnt a lot of automatic phrases as well, such as you're welcome, or no way, or fine thanks, and so on. The phrases which are more difficult to learn are the idiomatic ones as well as phrasal verbs. And for these, my advice is to learn them as you go along. So when you come across a phrasal verb in a news article, make a note and look it up. And remember, phrasal verbs are tricky because they can have different meanings, as we saw earlier. So work out and an object means to find a solution. Work out with no object means to do physical exercise. My advice for phrasal verbs is to think of how they are typically used. What word could you use with them? Can you find a collocation even? So with work out, you've got, let's work out a solution. So solution is a word which would typically go with workout. Or we've worked out a formula. Or we've worked out the answer. And then, of course, you can also intentionally learn some of these phrases. I'll put the links in the show notes to a couple of web pages where you can learn two-word phrases and three-word phrases. Personally, I think that these phrases are fun and they add a lot of interest to your speaking. So that's it for fixed phrases. I hope that you enjoyed the episode. Please consider leaving a review or a rating because this helps other people to find the podcast. You can leave a review or a rating anywhere that you normally listen to the podcast. So that could be on Apple or Google or Spotify, for example. And if you're new to my podcast, then welcome. Make sure that you never miss an episode. And to do that, all you need to do is to go to the webpage, which is smartenglishcoach.com. Scroll down to leave your email and then I will let you know every week when we have a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. Speak soon.